Number 18. Consider this. I believe body is in the eye of the beholder. One can belabor how it does befoul the morality of our youth. One can even consider it the bellwether of a society's demise when said society does not bemoan the corruption of our morality by that which is body. But I would argue that we have never been beatific, never not had bedlam bedeck our time on earth. Whatever age beckons in the future, as a people, we will always begrudge, beholding how we are not a beacon enough for a future generation's bearing in life. I don't mean to belittle our ancestors, or those who bellow so loudly today about the state of things, but I'd rather not be bellicose or belligerent in opposing the notion that we are on a beeline towards barbarianism. I won't bawl neither, nor belie the fact that all is right with the world. I just consider befuddlement being bred by those whose belligerence leaves their faces beet red. They belch their arguments outland, however valid they may be, yet they only leave their detractors bemused. And that is the true issue. What does beget extremes warm their ideas into the minds of our youth? What does befuddle those afeared to behold the behemoth which extremes beleaguer us with? We beguile our young with the notion that we, their elders, are not beholden for the generations of wrong that we ourselves are belated in stamping out. We thrust it on succeeding generations, this bazaar of soiled belongings. Too many traditions that leave us bedraggled. What does bedraggle us? We have bedizened ourselves with false beatitudes. We are sated from the grand beaker of complacency. Truth and certainty is a dream. We may never be as successful as a winged creature who hauls sustenance from the earth in its beak. How can a society, living in the beat of a song, remove itself just long enough to clarify the ambitions we ought to look upon as achievements? What expects it and nurses mediocrity back to health each time is a waste of time. How like a beam is the source, which has given rise to the wrong, that beckons us till this day, with its constancy, to resolve it once and for all.